Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler. Hi,
good morning.
I was going to say, if you don't start with good morning, I'm going to be very upset.
It's 1:45 in the afternoon.
Shit. All time.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
It's been a minute. We had a hiatus.
We haven't recorded in 6 weeks or so.
Come on, mathematician. Come on, calendar. What have you been up to?
What's it called, someone who keeps track of a calendar?
A calendar.
Now, do you believe in the Georgian calendar?
Who is she?
Georgian. Isn't that what our calendars are called?
Is it based on Georgia, the country?
We went there.
All I know is it was trending that it's a new year. Year of the... not snake.
No. I don't know. What one is it?
I don't know.
I watched the Fresh Off the Boat episode 2 and they did a Chinese New Year.
Cool.
And I didn't pay attention to what the animal was.
Love that.
You don't even know what your animal is.
I'm a snake.
Wow. Are you?
Yeah, I just snorted. should we address the elephant in the room?
What'd you call me?
So we were on hiatus, and the reason was now we have our show on the full screen app. And the hiatus was a chance for us to make this beautiful set, which I love. I think it's the cutest thing in the world. But don't fret. If you're listening, you can still listen just like normal. Now there's just another way to consume it, but it's even better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Visual.
Yeah. So as it happens... We are now, there's cameras around us. If you're just listening to us on like SoundCloud or
then
iTunes.
Then maybe there's cameras around you.
There's maybe. Mm. Are you being filmed?
They could be.
You know, I always joke
watched
that I'm mic'd right now.
A lot of Black Mirror this year.
I haven't finished it. Mm. I haven't finished
my
Away.
My official response. Mm.
I haven't finished Stranger Things.
You haven't, I was going to say, you haven't finished Stranger Things and it's
I'm
been
currently
out for
trying
a year.
To get through
it.
Yeah. I know, I'm trying to get through Bob's Burgers. I'm watching. I know, it was a stupid task that I shouldn't have added to my to-do list.
If you're going
to
pick up a show, you want to pick up one that has already been finished. Like you did with Friday Night Lights. It was already done when you watched it.
Yeah, but I got halfway through and I said...
I know.
Connie Britton, I'm done. That's
so rude.
I recently just saw Connie Britton.
No, what you saw was somebody tweeting shade at Connie Britton.
That's what I was doing.
Wait,
that.
Did you see that?
No. I think I saw Connie Britton at Sundance.
One of our mutuals was tweeting at Connie Britton.
Who? With a period in front?
Yeah, because they did a Nashville episode about YouTubers being spoiled brats.
Oh, Lisa did.
Yeah.
Lisa coming in. She was trying to like go off like, don't
she's
come
like,
for the
I
industry.
I will unsubscribe to this.
I saw. She's making her voice heard. She's verified. She knows she's in their notifications.
So now we're on visuals. So now when you say we could hug live on camera, we really
you could actually
put,
watch
you could
it.
See There's, the hug.
How many cameras are going on in here? One? Two,
I'm
three,
not looking because the lights hurt my eyes.
There's four cameras all around us. Wow. There's. Let's set the scene for the people who can't see
I would
what's
like
going
that.
On. Tell me what's going on around us.
Lots.
There's an elephant in the room.
There's an elephant in the room. He's in the chair to my left. You're like.
I do this. And I hate when I say do because I always think of shit. But I do. You hold up your two pointer fingers and your thumbs.
This is. Something you really shouldn't tell people
I'm
that you have to do.
The second graders that are listening how to tell the difference between left and right. Because if you hold up your pointer fingers and your thumbs, an
the
L
left hand makes
it
a
left hand.
Wow.
That's how you know.
Gosh.
And that's how Susie
like,
said.
You do that always.
I literally, like, when my car
like,
thing is like, make
turn,
a left,
like,
on, I'm like,
no wonder you're a terrible driver.
I swerve into oncoming traffic.
Because you're taking one hand off the wheel.
So here's the deal. Today we had to drive separately to the studio.
Wow.
And I was very afraid. There was a moment when you got a little bit away from me. And
you
I
were
felt,
driving 2 miles per hour on the highway.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. I was trying to like drive and Corey
was
like speeding
about
zooming.
I was worried about you. I was deliberately going... slower than I normally drive because
I thought
knew
you're,
you had
you're
to
going
follow
faster
me.
Just to fuck with me.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never do that to you.
Yes, well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You would. Yeah. So is that the same? There's a buffalo.
I mean, there's lots of, I mean, if you want to go like throwback.
There's a vase, I think that is.
A vase. If you want to go throwback to the very, very first episode of Psychobabble, you could name colors.
I would rather not.
Do you think these, do you think the walls, those like, those pieces which, are the subtle underbelly of a
That,
what
that
was it, a
is,
bluebird?
Sort of
well, you know if you see a cardinal, God
Jesus fucking Christ.
If a cardinal flies in, God's sending you a sign from heaven.
He's saying, wait, what is, remember the meet and greet with Jesus?
Yeah, I think. We had to score some sick VIP meet and greet to Jesus.
That's all.
So what else is going on?
Oh, so there's pictures around us.
There's a fire.
There's a fire.
Well, it's not real.
Anyway, so you can watch the podcast now.
Yeah.
On the full screen app.
Yeah.
But nothing changes besides that. You can still listen. It's what however you want to live your life.
Take us in the car with you on the school bus.
But don't watch it in the car.
I saw a woman watching The Office on her phone, on her dashboard.
Was it me?
In her car. Do you love, wait, when we were in college, remember when you had the office magnets?
No.
Yes, you
did. Don't drag me into
that. Dundler, muffin, whatever it is.
Oh my God, I think I did. Like, yeah. They were circular, yes. On my little mini fridge.
You had, on your mini fridge, all you had, was it, how is Dundler?
Dunder Mifflin.
I don't know.
Not to be a super fan.
Did you love The Office?
I don't think I love The Office, but I do watch The OA, and that woman from The Office is in it.
Who?
That woman from The Office.
Oh, the one from Inside Out.
Pam.
Is Pam? That Pam? Is no, Pam? Pam's the one that's young.
Not Pam.
No, the one who plays Sadness in Inside Out.
Yes.
I made it halfway through the OA before I realized that was her, and then she had like an episode where she had a monologue, and I'm like,
don't tell me. Sounds that's like a spoiler.
Monologue. She gets a monologue.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's great. She says this and that.
I don't care about that anymore. What else is going on in your life?
Well, why did we drive separately to the studio?
Because Corey's moving. Oh, yeah. Wait, is that the answer?
Yeah.
Oh, Corey's moving, everyone.
Because I wanted to see you drive a car.
There was a moment.
For 10 miles.
I was at a stop sign, or a red light, so okay. I got out my Pokemon Go.
I saw.
And I hatched an egg, and I got a Pichu.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all. Did you...
And then Corey... Well, I was going to be shady, but...
What? Tell me.
You did something... Never mind. Corey was... Well, this is separate. Corey was crying in his car.
Well, yeah.
Why were you crying?
I was listening to the Waitress soundtrack. And I thought, this is not how... You're not supposed to cry to opening up from the ensemble cast.
I did cry the other day listening to... What's that song?
From She Used to Be Mine?
Yeah, She Used to Be Mine. So
which
good.
Version? You know Sarah's
Jesse Mueller. And my Google Home is being so fucking annoying. It's like not listening to me anymore. It's doing its own thing.
Your first feud of the year?
I had to raise my voice at it. So Google Home, if
what
you don't know what it
say?
Is, it's this little machine that you say, okay, Google, please play Jesse Mueller.
Is this the Google Home Queen's edition?
Yes. And she's all like, now playing Jesse Mueller on Spotify. And then she'll wait a second, and then she'll go, there was a problem. And I literally raised my voice.
What was the problem?
I have to get out of the shower and say it again, naked.
Wow.
The problem was it doesn't listen.
Do you think she's filming you?
Today I tried to listen to Bastille and it said there was a problem.
So you said Bastille.
Bastille.
I'm like, who's Bastille?
Bastille. Oh my God. Oh, you weren't at the Gluey Fluff.
Somebody was telling me. Somebody last night.
Wait, who is it?
Gluey Flaissant Plas.
Gluey Flaissant Plas was going to come to your roller rink thing last night. Did you see on the Facebook thread?
No.
So I invited...
So when we got home from the skating last night, my internet got turned off.
Oh, that's so sad.
AT&T was like, bye. Well, I mean, I canceled it.
Primitive.
I'm moving.
So Corey had a roller rink going away thing, and one of his friends couldn't come, but he said, James Wallington?
Oh, and he said,
He said, maybe Gluey Flaissant Plas will come.
Oh, I thought you were
Have we ever talked about Gluey Fla?
We must have.
No, I don't think so. We talked about
on the game,
Denise Stritchfield.
We did. There was a
Queens
friends.
Episode.
They're friends. No, so last night, one of those friends of Brett's was trying to tell me that there was a new Denise Stritchfield.
There is.
From like named like...
I wish Brett came up with it. It was funny. I can't remember.
I was like, that didn't sound as good as
it was
Denise
funny.
Stritchfield.
It was funny.
Gluey Flaissant Plas.
So wait, explain Gluey Fla? I don't even remember it.
You were naming... There was this game and you had to name horses that were in a race. And Tyler named his horse... No, in a race. Oh. The horses were racing. Mm. And it was like, come up with a name for a horse that you would bid on to win the Triple Crown or something.
Oh. Gluey Fla Saint Plas.
And you put first name Gluey Fla, last name Saint Plas. But if you put it all together, it said glue if last place.
Because they turn horses into glue if they're bad at racing. It was a clever answer. I'm funny. Gluey Fla Saint Plas.
That should be your drag name.
And I like come out with hooves.
Yeah.
Have you seen, who's that, Fifi O'Hara?
Yeah.
Do 365 days of...
Yeah. Well, and it's over now. Moves. I think that was and very 2016.
She did like a full week of like
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. That's all.
And how did you feel about it?
I did not like it, but I know there's gays that probably jerk off to it. So to each their own.
My Little Pony?
Live their lives. Yeah.
What is that? What those bronies are from?
I don't know. Would you rather be a brownie or eat a brownie?
Well, eat a brownie. Yeah. That's not even, what cool. do you mean?
What about a zebra cake? What's your favorite Little Debbie treat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The they have these like pink Valentine's Day ones.
Come on, Segway.
That was, I'm being 100% honest.
Speaking of Segways, have you ever ridden a Segway?
Yeah, you know my brother used to give Segway lessons.
That was my Segway.
Into what?
To Segways.
So what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Riding a Segway. I do think...
That's what you're doing?
I would love a Segway.
Do you have a Valentine's Day date?
Maybe.
What?
Me. It's me. It's Gluifla. It's just me and Gluifla. Do you have a Valentine's Day date?
No. I mean, Corey, I'm going to be back in San Francisco, yeah. So I mean, the world is my oyster.
Are you going to feel an oat in San Francisco?
I'm going to be... You think Gluifla Saint Place has ever felt her oats?
I just imagine her one hoof touching one oat.
And dragging one oat in?
Into where? Into her what?
In front of her so that she could then bend down and eat it easier.
Oh, because do horses eat oats?
Yes.
Come on, oats.
Do you think they eat honey bunches of oats?
I don't know, but I had a handful for breakfast this morning. Three handfuls.
Just a handful.
Because I went to Flywheel mm-hmm. with Veronique.
Somebody that I know via Instagram only, this like attractive man, DM'd me on Instagram today to say he thinks he walked past you when you were like walking to your Flywheel today.
Cool.
Isn't that a great story?
Is he hot?
Yeah.
Is he single?
Probably.
Is he gay?
He likes horses.
Gluifla? Is it Gluifla? Does he have one oat?
She pulled in one oat.
A lot of people don't know the term feeling my oats.
Would
you explain it real quick?
I did a quick Google search of it.
Thank you.
Like I said, what does feeling my oats mean?
Because did you know? It's become a thing that I've said a lot now. And I'm consciously like, fuck, I say that a lot now.
I mean, to feel one's oats is to feel frisky or lively. But they were saying it's like when horses finally eat their oats.
Is it really?
I told you this.
I didn't know
when horses finally eat their oats and then they're like energetic and they're like...
They're feeling their oats.
So after you had your honey bunches of oats, you literally felt your oats.
I really did feel the oats.
Did you get a burst of energy?
I didn't.
No?
I had
was
half
it before
of my,
or after your
let me
cycling?
Tell you what the fuck I did.
Please do.
I went to cycling mm-hmm. and then I got home. I had half a pressed beet juice.
I'm so tired of you and your dumb juices that you're drinking.
Though beet juice makes your shit like red. So I just need you to know that.
Just in time for Valentine's
just
Day.
Just in time. And then I had three handfuls of honey bunches of oats. I had a gulp of
A swig
of almond milk. And then I had an emergency and I had my two gummy vitamins. And this all happens in the span of time. I think I've told you how this goes down.
No.
I turn
was this
on my
before
shower.
After you were fighting with Alexa
this
or
is
whoever.
Before. So first I turn on my shower. I let it warm up. And in that time that it's warming up, I run to the
that
kitchen
like
and I do
waste,
all my things.
That seems like a waste of water.
It has to
LA's
warm up.
In a drought.
And then I run back. LA is not in a drought, bitch. We're done. It's done.
Drought over.
Drought over.
President Trump saved us from the drought.
Would you bottom for Trump?
No. How much? What's the budget?
That's what I'm talking. People that are like, no. I'm like, get real.
Would
you're
you let
stupid.
Him pee on you?
Yes. For the price.
Would you pee on him?
Yeah.
Do you think he's a... Oh, based on his hanky code in that one picture where he was wearing the yellow bandana in his back
it's
left pocket.
It's gotta be photoshopped.
No, that was from like the 80s. People did that. But it was in the pocket that was like...
Receiver of piss.
No, it was giver.
Giver of piss.
It was giver. We did a Hanky Codes episode once.
So context to what's going on. Trump pissed on a bed. Or no, Trump...
He pissed the bed?
Trump, allegedly, Trump hired prostitutes in Russia to piss on a bed that Michelle Obama slept in.
Wait,
allegedly.
That's how it went down?
That's what the dossier said.
I thought he wanted dossier.
I saw a tweet that was nice the other day that made me feel good about myself. It was like, if somebody doesn't know how to pronounce a word, don't judge them. It just means that they read the word. So they're a reader. I'm a reader.
What's the last book you read? Binge by Tyler Oakley.
I'm reading The Art of
Paperback
the Memoir.
Paperback version?
I'm reading The Art of the Memoir.
By who?
I don't know. Some woman. She's great. I'm sure it's on Audible.
Did you cry?
Not yet. It's very like, here's how you write a memoir. good book to read post first book.
I just don't think I would ever want to like a to-do instructional guide on
it's
how to
write
a memoir.
It's not a to-do. It's like, here are some tips and tricks.
Just the tips.
Bitch. Just the tricks. Would you call us just the tricks?
Me and you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you like trick cereal?
No, too much sugar. I'm trying to get rid of sugar in my life.
That's why you're just drinking these kale juices and beet juices.
Beet juices, it's low sugar, but it's not no sugar.
Where are you getting them from?
Like there's a pressed juicery where if I get five, it costs less,
what?
I guess.
You buy five at a time. Don't they expire like a day after? Because they have no like gluten or something?
No oats.
What keeps it like long
when
living?
When you shake it.
Long living. That's, what does it?
What were you doing that in the car today for?
What? Well, with it, because that woman who was trying to like get in your car.
I pulled up next to Corey and he's like doing a jerk off motion with his hand at me. And I'm like, can I help you?
Because that woman was going
to. I'm listening to NPR.
That woman
like
was coming.
Person.
I was showing you that woman was coming by with her hat to collect coins from people.
Oh.
I said, that's what she's
Pokey
doing.
Coins.
She wasn't jerking it.
How's your Pokedex doing?
Oh my God. You know what I'm mad about?
I just got a Pichu. Did I
yeah, you ever discussed this. Do you know what I'm mad about Pokemon Go? All the people who were
we're
like...
We're the only two playing still, by the way.
Yeah, well, anytime I tweet about it, that's what all the kids have to say in
Do
my replies.
Do you even
replies.
See the replies? Because you
no,
mute
they're all
the
muted.
Who's your favorite Twitter account to mute based on all of your fans?
I mean, once I mute them once, how would I ever remember them again?
You can't believe they don't exist anymore. They're gone.
Well,
it's over.
No, they're still in my follower count.
Come on, Coolios.
Is that what they're called?
No.
No, you know I was mad because I said whenever you tweet about Pokemon, everyone's like, are you still playing? But like for the first 2 months that was out, like all the kids were like, how dare adults make fun of us for playing this great game?
So
and
you
now
hate the
all these people who complain about getting made fun of now make fun of the people who still play. I just really felt bullied this year. And I'm trying to have a therapy session with you right now.
Oh, I'm not interested.
I have all the Pokemon except for three.
Who are the three you don't have?
Well, I don't know how to say their names because I just read them.
Oh,
I'm a reader.
Come on, Pokedex. Did you have the Pokedex handbook?
No.
I did. I loved it.
You know I didn't play Pokemon. We played Magic the Gathering.
When Travis and I shared a room, we had two posters in our room.
Okay. One of Steve Yzerman.
Wait.
Do you know who that is?
No.
One of Beth Steele?
Oh, God. I just Googled lesbians kissing and it's all porn. This is the poster Travis
had. Oh, I bet I know what it is.
I can't.
It's the one, it's like the black and white of the two women.
Uh-huh.
And one's wearing like, I think they're called a cami. And she's wearing like.
If you just search lesbians kissing, you'll see.
It's like, and it's like an aerial shot of the two women in bed. I knew it. Like everybody had
that. So Travis had that above our bed.
Who bought him that? You know he got that Spencer's gift.
Ew. Come on, Spencer. I used to go and saunter through Spencer's. I felt my oats in Spencer's because they had like a sexy card section.
And
I
would like,
and I would be like.
You would look for the like, and you would be a hot, muscly man on it. They were never my type.
I would lower my blurple glasses and go and just look.
Why? Why would you lower the glasses? Like, are you drawing attention to yourself?
I don't know. I'm kidding. And then I had
Did
a
you
poster.
Want people to be like, what's wrong with that boy?
What's wrong with that little lesbian with a bowl cut?
She sure loves her men's cards.
I would act like I was going in to look at like neon lights and things.
Like a black light?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, can you point me in the direction?
Serving Room Raiders realness.
Can you point me in the way of the black light section? It was in the back corner. It was literally lit up.
I'm like, can you help me?
It was lit up. Spencer's was as big as a closet.
I just felt like people on drugs went to Spencer's just to saunter.
You couldn't even walk through Spencer's without knocking a keychain off of one of their 100 of keychain-like spools. If it was like marijuana.
Are you trying
leaves.
To come for Spencer?
Yes.
Do you have any friends named Spencer?
I hung out with a gentleman with that name this year.
Cool. What kind of shady sentence? Did y'all like piss on each other?
Yes.
For how much?
What was Michelle Obama's
Back
bed?
To Trump. How much would it cost to fuck?
What do you mean? Like on well, like what's my high and what's my low? I mean, I'm gonna start out really high. I'm gonna be
Just for context.
Imagine.
So
That's his. You that's his JBF like, hair.
JBF.
Just been fucked.
Oh, I was thinking JBR. You know JBR.
JonBenet Ramsey?
No, JB Robinson.
You can't tell me JBR is not JonBenet Ramsey.
JB Robinson. The
would you do that?
JBR. JB Robinson.
I don't know her.
It's a mid-Michigan jeweler like, company.
Was it next to Spencer's in the mall?
No, it's next to Medawar Jewelers across from the Frandor Mall.
Across from Frandor.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't.
So, but my problem is, so the ruffling and effect.
I don't like
that. So when you're intimate, when you're skintimate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you ruffle people's hair? Not ruffle.
Like,
I'm not saying
give someone a noogie in the bed?
I'm saying you crunch up ruffles and put it there. No.
I'm like, I thought you were saying crunch their hair. And I'm like, are they wearing a lot of hair gel?
No.
Like a crunch?
Can you fathom? I feel like that happened to me in San Francisco once.
You hooked up with a guy
I like went to like touch his hair and like my hand got stuck in his gel.
He had LA looks?
Wait, did I talk to you about LA looks last night?
No.
What? I literally came up last night at the roller rink. Oh, the wig I had on.
Oh,
it was. Somebody was like, did you style that after you put it on? And I was like, yeah, I got my LA looks.
Which color LA looks? You know the bottle?
Ew, I had the yellow.
I worked with
the yellow.
I worked with a guy in Michigan who like ordered like 3 cases of LA looks gel
and
like
still
because he was
it.
Afraid that it was going to go. He was afraid it was going to go out.
No. Wind resistant.
I mean, that's not the shape they're
showing. Oh, my God. I forgot about the number system at the bottom. 12 was very hard.
What?
Yeah.
Are you? You used LA look?
Yes. I was on a budget. Ask Jackie. I had to buy my own LA looks.
What
I had to work 2 hours at Arby's to afford one bottle of LA looks.
I'm just shocked by that.
Anyway, so the second poster in our room.
One was that
the lesbian one,
yeah,
and then the second one was a Pokédex. It was
of the one
all the Pokémon. Wow.
Oh, like
150.
But instead of it was kind of like a what's that chemical tables called?
It was very yes, that
chemical tables,
periodic,
periodic
poster.
Yeah,
let me see if I can find it. It was so cute, and I would just this is it. It's from the first movie. Yeah. Oh my God, this is literally it. So,
do you want one now?
I would just sit on my bed and look at it.
It makes sense as to when you like go in depth or like and tell me about which ones you think would be like a cute couple. Now I understand.
Don't come
why
for me.
You would just sit on
who
your bed.
Who do you think would be a cute couple?
You told me that
Vulpix and Eevee, obviously.
No, you told me that Charmeleon was like a hot teenager.
I didn't say that. One of your dumb
you
friends.
You said Charmeleon was like a cute hot teenager.
First of all, Corey literally. I'm going to let you own all of those words. None of that came out of my mouth, and none of it, I would never say a cute, hot teenager.
I mean,
never in my life have I used those words.
18 and 19 is allowed.
Live your life.
Maybe Charmeleon.
I can't believe you want to fuck Charmeleon.
Maybe Charmeleon's 18 and a half this year.
Come on, legal.
Would you
fuck Charmeleon?
No, I mean, you didn't answer you didn't answer your price for Trump. Oh yeah, well, which of the three evolutions of a Charmander?
Of the teenager? Oh, I thought you were saying out of the three starter Pokemon, which teenager version would you fuck? Charmeleon. Wartortle, kind of.
Maybe.
Kind of.
I mean, I wish there was like a I guess Pikachu's the middle.
Weepinbell kind of has those DSLs.
You didn't tell me your budget for fucking Trump.
Honestly, it's got to be...
Like $1 million, would you?
No.
No taxes. No taxes. No taxes. As you get,
after taxes.
Yeah, no taxes. Just taxes.
Because is it you're gifting? Because
well,
gifting
he's the
is
president.
More taxing.
He can do whatever he wants.
Right, we see that.
He's going to give you a briefcase full of money.
What am I going to do with the briefcase?
Probably lose it, knowing you.
It's just I'm trying not to hoard anymore. I'm moving out of my old place. I don't want to hoard shit. I don't want a briefcase. Can he?
You don't want a briefcase of money.
Can he electronically wire it? Is that what people
do? Does he use Venmo?
You used to work at a bank.
Wire transfer.
Yes,
well, there's a fee on both ends, outgoing and incoming.
Is it percentage wise?
No.
Because $1 million is
like $20.
$40?
Like $20 one way and one. Well, this was maybe 8 years ago at this point.
Okay, well, then I don't want to wire it.
Inflation.
I guess I'll just.
You can't afford to lose $80 off of your $1 million?
Not in this economy. So to answer the question, I'm probably going to say $5 million.
Minimum.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I got that good piss, and he's going to love it. I'm going to chug a beet juice and really give it to him.
I don't love that. I really don't love that. Did you want to tell the people how you've locked yourself out of your new place twice this year and it's only 1 month in?
I keep having to call a locksmith. And
didn't you say he just like coat-hangered his way into your apartment?
I guess my perception of locksmithery was a bit more elevated. I wanted it to be a little...
I don't think it's like a four-year degree program. To be a locksmithery.
Come for him.
I'm not. I'm just like, I don't know why you thought it was so much more than it is.
Would you rather be a locksmith or eat a Granny Smith?
I think I'd be a locksmith. What a fun job.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll do with all my extra time now when I'm in San Francisco.
Be a locksmith.
Cool's Locksmiths and Co.
And Co.
Well, yeah, we do other stuff too.
What?
Like cars.
You know what you could really do? A lot of locksmiths replace the battery in your car clicker.
Wow.
That's a good budget upper.
Add it. For 10 more cents.
Well, it's more expensive.
Let me change that.
So my locksmith
battery.
Situation. So I first locked myself out of my apartment when?
I don't know. You were very upset about it. And I was like, am I supposed to care? did I not try to like help you out and like hide a key?
You actively didn't until I locked myself out
the first time.
Time,
right. And then the second time, I was like, let me do it. I
it
came
was
over to your
worse.
House
so
and I
was
going to help you.
So Corey was having a game night and I was like, oh, maybe I'll stop by. And I also was going to go work out with Raymond. And I was going to scurry down to get my coat out of my car and I only took my car key. And then as soon as the door shut, I realized, fuck, I just locked myself out. And I didn't have my phone, so I couldn't even get on Grindr and spend my night with somebody if I like if that's what it came to.
Locksmith wasn't available until tomorrow.
Have I told you about that one guy in somebody's neighborhood? I don't remember where. And
a
it
guy
was,
in a neighborhood. Yes, I know exactly.
It was on Grindr.
His
profile was like, got locked out of my place. Nobody will help me. Oh, it was in Brett's neighborhood.
Oh.
And I kept checking his profile and he kept updating his about me. And it was, no, it wasn't. And it kept getting aggressive, more and more aggressive. Like nobody cares about
well,
fellow
that's
gays.
Like the people on Grindr who say they're like looking for an apartment.
Like
I'm a like, roommate.
Bitch, get Craigslist.
I'm like, is that
you're clogging my feed.
Block. Do you block?
I block often.
Well.
I just feel like if we are not compatible in interest.
Oh, I agree.
In life.
Yeah.
In love.
There's no
in,
like.
I'm like, you block me or I block you. Let's get.
Yeah. Do you ever try to be like a jerk to them to get them to block you?
No.
Because you want to save your blocks?
No.
Or do you pay for like.
Do you message people and say, you're ugly? What do you mean be a jerk?
Well, I send them the just the middle finger emoji.
You know, you just say, please block me. I don't want to use my blocks up.
Yeah. Hey, please block me, sir.
No. But I do expel people from my vicinity.
Wow.
Digitally.
How?
It's all about that.
What?
Anyway, so I had to go outside when I locked myself out. I had to wander the streets and look for somebody walking their dog. And I said, can I use your phone? And she like didn't even trust
me. You knew a dog walker would be like nice.
Well, I just assumed somebody would be out. And she was acting like she didn't trust that I was going to use her phone to call a locksmith. So
she
called
you were
for
gonna,
me.
She thought then, you were going to run?
I don't know.
Did it remind you of when we were on the race and we would like ask people for their
I did
phones?
Feel a little bit racy. Did.
Yes. Like racy?
Racy. Because I was also
did
naked.
You feel like skin to me?
Can you imagine?
Why did you run downstairs to get your coat?
Because I have this one very breathy.
It was a workout coat?
It's not a coat.
Is
it's
a trench?
Like a, no, I think I brought it on the race and it's got marks on it. From when I was skidded against the mountain.
Oh, the Adidas one.
I love
I
that little,
that
it's
jacket.
Very light, breathy.
Yeah.
But I just wanted something a little bit to take to the gym.
Yeah.
Feel my oat.
Stretch
take
it
the
out.
Oat, pull it toward me.
One horse hoof. Which hoof? Are horses right-handed and left-handed?
Hooved. Would you rather have Trump piss on you or have hooves?
I would rather have hooves.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, imagine
one piss
the boy with hooves.
Done.
I'm going to be richer
the
than
boy
Trump.
Who hooved.
The boy who
the
hooved.
Boy hooved.
I've been hooved. And then I'm the boy with hooves, and I'm rich now.
Are they top hooves or bottom
you
hooves?
You can hire me for birthday parties. And I'm a horse
bar mitzvahs,
hooved.
Bar hooves?
Yeah, and I also am a locksmith.
I hate your future in San Francisco.
and I would wear like
horseshoes. No, I was going to say something. I saw a picture that was like, if a giraffe wears a tie, is the tie
don't get me started
right here
or
down all the way down the neck?
Well,
very
I mean,
far from your neck or from your head.
On humans, we wear ties around the bottom portion of our neck, not around our Adam's apple.
Right, but it's a little weird.
Why?
Because it's
you want it up.
I kind of want it up. I don't want it to lay flat against the neck. I don't think
that's your look.
No, I'm talking about giraffes.
Stop. Oh, my God.
No, there's a, there's a different demonstration.
This giraffe.
See, it wears it at the top.
I would say that's pretty middle.
Bitch. So my question is, would you
tie was very watermelon themed for me.
How do you feel about like hot men who, after a long day of work, loosen up their tie and unbutton one button?
And we're like going to a nice dinner or something?
I don't know, really.
Wow. What's can I wear his jacket when I get cold?
I don't know.
This is my engagement ring in the pocket.
Gluey fla. What do you mean? Do you want to get proposed to or do you want to propose? How do you envision it happening?
I mean,
do you want to get married?
I want it just to be a conversation. I wouldn't ever want to propose.
Wow, how fun.
I'd be like, romantic. Do you want to do this? Like, we're adults. Let's figure it out. Please don't ask for permission to marry me. Like, I'm not something that's being like,
I want to get pissed on by a giraffe wearing the tie all the way up.
And the ring and rolls then they all the way down.
The ring toward me, like one oat. And then I feel that oat. And instead of a diamond, I want it to be an oat.
And you're like, I do.
Did I tell you about the guy that I dated who had diamonds on the inside of his ring? I go, sis, girl.
Is this the guy you dated who was really into jewelry?
You need to be careful.
Well, I can't believe that's...
He went to Metawars. He went to JBR.
He didn't.
JB Robinson.
You can't say JonBenet Ramsey anymore.
It's not JonBenet Ramsey. First of all, it's Jean.
Jean. Don't act like I don't know. I'm going to get a JonBenet Ramsey
tattoo.
Did
you know I went to the same high school as JonBenet Ramsey? John Ramsey?
His name's not Benet.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. Just John Ramsey.
You went to school with John Ramsey and Tom Welling.
If you go to Okemos High School Wikipedia, notable alumni are just the three of us.
Tom Welling.
Tom Welling.
Small world.
Smallville.
Smallville.
John Ramsey. Jean. And me.
Wow.
Trio for the ages.
In that order.
Who went to Parma?
I didn't go to Parma.
Vanderbilt.
That's a college.
What is it? Vanderhill. Something Vand.
Wow. I can't believe you're my best friend and know me so well. Well, I can't believe that's another great episode of Stuck Up.
Are we done? Oh my God, how fun, you guys. I hope you have a good life.
Well, shit, now we're over. Are you going to like say goodbye?
For the people at home.
Oh, yes. Just tell them what to do.
What?
I don't follow me on Twitter.
Oh, follow Corey on Twitter. Yes. Where can
I promise
find
I won't mute you unless you're annoying.
Corey, Corey, how do you spell your name?
KoreyKuhl.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I'm Tyler Oakley everywhere. You can find me on the internet.
It's Andrea.
It's oh my God, you guys. What is it? Did we actually meet somebody? Or
I know two Andreas, but it's also
can
from
you imagine
Happy
being
Endings.
Named Andrea and pronouncing it Andrea?
I mean, I'm sure we're gonna get tweets now. So poor
from some girl named Andrea that you're gonna mute.
Yeah. I can't believe I muted Andrea.
Andrea, but spelled Andrea.
Andrea.
Anyway, so follow us everywhere. And if you want to listen to the podcast and see it early, a week earlier than you hear it on iTunes and SoundCloud, you can check it out on the full screen app. But besides that, have a good life.
Wow.
I'm going to push an oat your way, proverbially.
Please, propose to me with your oat.
Come on, oat. Okay, bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.